How often do we hear of children targeting an adult?
I don't know the rates of children bullying adults, but what we do know is that social status is sometimes an issue. So it may be in listening to and watching the video, you could hear many references to the bus aide's social status. They spoke about her socioeconomic status. They were asking her, you know, where she bought her purse, how much her purse cost. There were references to that. They made references to her size and shape of her body. And we know that kids and grown-ups who are obese can be at risk for bullying. And currently, obesity puts you, in terms of social status, at a lower level. Thin is in. Thin is powerful. Thin is celebrated in the media. So there are references to her being of a lower social status. And I think that is part of what put her at risk in this situation.
How would these children even begin to be trained and dealt with, and how would you prevent this?
Well, the bus, places like the hallways, bathrooms, locker rooms, these kind of places are high-risk areas for bullying, and we already know that in the research. So having a really solid behavior management program, having the kids be very clear on what the rules are, and having the bus aide, the bus driver, being very well-versed and practiced in how do I articulate, how do I make this behavior management program happen. When the first taunting happens, then there would be perhaps a warning. Second one, there's the next movement up into, okay, now we're going to, you know, have a discussion with the principal. Then the parents are called. And there would be this hierarchy of interventions that would have probably started whenever this started, and it's to escalate to this level by June. And that behavior management program, that would give her the authority, the social status within the context of the school to prevent this and keep herself safe and the kids safe from acting in this way.
So her sitting in silence only made it worse because they continued to poke fun at her.
Well, it didn't work in this situation. Sometimes ignoring does work. And that's the thing. In behavior management, not one thing works for every kid. And so you want to have a menu or a selection of choices. So I tried ignoring, first step. And that's not a bad first step, because ignoring sometimes does work. And that's great. You just let it go. The kids stop and it works. But it didn't work in this case. So then move to the next step, which might have been a warning. So you would be able to move to a different strategy in that case.
And Catherine, just on a level, a personal level, how disturbing was it for you to see this?
Well, I think that one thing that's really important to think about is these things are so disturbing because we all have, like, bullies aren't somebody else. We are all capable of aggression. We're all capable of a lot of things. And so when we see a group of kids or, you know, and we can even identify someone like ourselves from a city not that far away behaving this way, it scares us because we all know that if, you know, we got in a set of circumstances, we would be challenged and we would have to be that person who stood up and said, you know what, this isn't okay. This doesn't feel safe. And that's hard to do. And so we want to think about that. The bullies aren't someone else, and it's disturbing to us because we are all perhaps capable of this in a certain circumstance.
Well, Catherine Cook-Cotone, thank you so much for your comments. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.